Monday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Oh, here we go again. Huge amounts of money heading the way of the Barrier Reef Wokarati. Now, the heading reads, another $50 million to help the reef. But wait, there's more. It says here, an extra $50 million. An extra $50 million will be put toward projects to repair land around the Great Barrier Reef to improve water quality. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek, this is the federal minister, will make the funding boost announcement here in Cairns today, with the increase to bring the total cash spend to $200 million. According to the government, poor water quality is one of the most significant threats to a healthy reef, and poor quality runoff from eroded gullies and riverbanks flows into nearby catchments and causes higher algal growth, higher concentrations of pollutants, and reduced light. This could also affect seagrass, mangroves, and other species that live on the reef. The money will support landowners, traditional owners, and environment groups to carry out projects to repair land in reef catchments that stop nearby erosion, support revegetation, and manage the impact of grazing. It's hoped the projects will also restore native habitats and increase carbon sequestration, reducing the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Well, there's more of it there, but seriously, it's huge amounts of money. I mean, is the scrutiny intense enough with these matters? I just put a call through to Dr. Peter Ritt. He's the independent scientist and marine geophysicist. Peter, good morning.
Morning.
My God, it's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yep, on top of a lot more money. I mean, I estimate it's not just $200 million. You know, there's probably about $500 million a year spent on supposedly saving the Great Barrier Reef. I mean, you have the Australian Institute of Marine Science, it's about $150 million. Then you've got all the money going to the universities, the Office of the Great Barrier Reef. It's just huge amounts, supposedly to save an ecosystem which is more or less pristine, at one of our best-kept ecosystems on Earth, in fact. I just wish they'd spend the money. I mean, some of this money will go to good stuff. I mean, restoring gullies and erosion is a good thing. Not that it will affect the Great Barrier Reef, but at least that's a good thing. But, you know, we've got national parks like 40 Mile Scrub just west of here, which has been totally mismanaged because they haven't put fire through it regularly enough, and then a big hot fire went through, destroyed the whole habitat, and now it's full of weeds. And that's what we should be focusing on rather than the Great Barrier Reef, which actually is in good shape.
Did you say we're talking about somewhere near $500 million a year? You said $500 million, didn't you?
Yeah, that's my estimate. If you look at everything,
wow.
Because, you know, there's huge amounts of money in the high up in the federal government, in the Queensland government, in research grants, in the land care organisations, in the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority, at AIMS, in CSIRO. You just start adding this up, and it's difficult to know what the exact number is. So, you know, it's a pretty hairy number. But it's not just a couple hundred million dollars a year. It's way more than that. It may not be a billion a year, but I think it's certainly half that.
How intense is the scrutiny, by the way, on the need for these matters and the qualifications of those who are applying the scrutiny?
I think you should think about the DNA lab, the old debacle that's happened with that thing in the DNA lab for forensic laboratories, how incredibly little scrutiny there was, and they were unable to detect DNA in a pool of blood.
Yes.
This is the same sort of thing, the same sort of total scandal that's happening here, where there's not only is there people doing a poor job, but there's cover-up. We have a record high coral on the Great Barrier Reef, and these, what they're saying about, oh, well, you know, we've reduced the water quality. You actually measure the water quality on the reef, and it's wonderful. So, you know, they say we've got to fix up the mangroves on the reef. Where are the mangroves on the reef, you know? It's just staggering what's going on at the moment.
Also, these fishing restrictions and the misery being visited on those fishers, and also the impact on fresh supplies along the coast of seafood. What's your comment on that?
Well, what we do is we export the environmental impact. So very little environmental impact here by, you know, the barramundi fishermen fishing in the creeks and rivers. But we've got to stop that, apparently. I don't know why. It's not like that's going to affect the reef, and they're well and truly sustainable. So what happens now is we import it from, say, Thailand, where they're growing fish in what we regard as a cesspool, you know, with far more environmental damage. How is this an improvement? Or, you know, we don't know about it so much here, but down south they're closing down the forestry industry. So what we do is then we import hardwood from places, you know, where they're chopping down rainforests with zero environmental restrictions. So it's NIMBYism on a national scale. Oh, we won't catch any fish here, we'll just import it from somebody else and they can stuff their environment instead.
Oh, I'm glad you've got the courage to speak out on these matters, Peter. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Dr. Peter Ridd, the independent scientist and marine geophysicist.